One more day. One more day. One more day. Let me introduce you to one of the major reasons why we are doing this. I want to introduce you to my three kids. I've got one that's hiding down here because he's shy. This is Charlie. Come on, Charlie. Charlie, say hi. You got Liza and Sam, who's got his Bass Pro hat here. And my wife, Jana. On behalf of our family, look, we've kind of got to know each other the last few months here, haven't we? Jana's family comes from Clinton, from New Hampton. I want to thank you for the hospitality. I want to thank our family here, the Borlaugs and the Millers, the Valla family, the hospitality that Iowans have shown this Wisconsinite. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you so much. You know, we have really enjoyed this time. And what is great about this time we've been able to spend, not only do we get to see the homes of my fellow colleagues, great leaders like Chuck Grassley and Tom Latham. These guys are doing a fantastic job for you. I get to see people like Kim Reynolds and Terry Branstad, who are actually getting your state running the right way. So you see, we have a sense of what leadership looks like, don't we? You know, where we come from, here in the Midwest, here in Big Ten country, we have basic values and basic principles that if we simply apply them, we can fix our country's problems. It's not rocket science. And so, I just want to thank you for all that you've done. I want to thank you for coming here today and waiting in line. I want to thank you for knocking on doors, for making phone calls, for talking to your family, to your friends, to your neighbors. We are in this together, and we realize that this is the most important election in our generation, no matter what generation you come from. This is it. This is huge. The reason it's so big, you know, I see this dad with his daughter on his shoulders over here. The reason it's so big is because it impacts so much of what we do and what we become. We're not just picking a president for 4 years. We are picking a path for our country that will last a generation. What kind of people we're going to be, what kind of country we're going to have, what kind of country we're going to give our kids. Look, President Obama came in with hope and change. He won our states. People gave him the benefit of the doubt. They liked the sound of it. They liked the sound of someone who said he'd bring people together to solve our big problems. They liked the sound of someone who said he'd get government to live within its means and at least cut the deficit in half in 4 years. They liked the sound of somebody who was coming in a jobs crisis saying that he'd work on creating jobs. But then came the record. Then came the terrible results. Now we have the most partisan atmosphere we've had in decades. We've had the deficit double. We have a debt crisis on our horizon. We have a borrowing and spending bidge that promised to create jobs that we're 9 million short of actually having. We have 23 million Americans struggling for work in this country today. We have 15% of our fellow countrymen and women living in poverty today. We have an unemployment rate that is higher today than it was the day he took office. We had all that great rhetoric, and then we got, once they passed their stimulus, a focus on Obamacare, a focus on taking over with cap and trade our regulatory system. We got an assault on our religious liberties. We got a government that we never wanted to get, that we never voted for. And we got a government that in one day we can turn around and get this country back on the right track. We can fix this. We can get this done. You can tell the path and the trajectory of these things by looking at the closing moments of a campaign. Look at how President Obama is closing his campaign. Look, in Iowa, you have every presidential candidate in your own kitchens. I mean, you really get to know candidates. And what has he been doing? He spent the entire summer and fall just trying to discredit and destroy Mitt Romney. He spent the entire time trying to distract you, trying to distort, trying to win an election by default because he could not run on his record. And so now look at what he's saying. He's saying, go vote out of revenge. Revenge for what? That is not hope and change. That is hardly aspirational. That's not what we do in this country. Mitt Romney and I are asking for your vote out of love of country. That is what we do in this country. That's why we're asking for your vote. That's why we're saying we can get us back on the right track. Look, we know who we are. We know what we're made of. In this country, our parents teach us the values. They teach us you fix your problems in your generation so the next generation is better off. You work hard, you play by the rules, you can get ahead in this country. Your kids can be even better off. That legacy is being severed. We know without a shred of doubt that these young kids sitting on our shoulders at these rallies are being consigned to an inferior standard of living. We know that half the kids coming out of college today are unemployed and can't get a job in the field they studied. We know that we have a mountain of debt that is crushing our economy today and destroying it tomorrow. And the other great thing we know is we don't have to put up with it for much more than one more day. We don't have to settle for this. This does not have to be our fate. This is why Mitt Romney and I are asking for your vote. We're not simply saying, here are the vague platitudes, therefore vote for us. We are saying we believe in the principles that built this country. We believe in liberty and all forms of liberty, economic liberty, personal liberty, religious liberty. We believe in freedom. We believe in self-determination. We believe in free enterprise. We believe that the government works for us, the people, and not the other way around. These are what our four founding principles are. We believe in this. And we are taking those principles and we are saying, here's our plan. We owe you solutions, a plan. Here's how you get people back to work. Here's how you get North American energy independent in 8 years. Here's how you fix our education system, whether it's the 45-year-old in between jobs or whether it's the 10-year-old stuck in a failing school. Here is how you balance the budget and pay off our debt and get government to live within its means and give our kids a debt-free future. Here is how you make trade work for America. Look, I come from corn, soybean, and dairy and manufacturing country. It's not far from here. It's a lot like Iowa, southern Wisconsin. We need to grow more food and make more things and sell them overseas, and that means we need leadership in Washington to make sure that we can do that. We need to champion small businesses. Look, these are proven. This is the reason we talk about this five-point plan, is because it's a plan to get people back to work. These are ideas that are proven to grow the economy, to get better take-home pay, to get people out of poverty and back in the middle class, to get people job security, which is what we need. And at the end of the day, it is not just about these five issues. It is not just about whether or not we balance our books. It is what kind of people we're going to be. Are we going to reclaim the idea of America and secure it for the next generation, including ours or not? That's what this is all about. That idea is central. Our founders created it, and our veterans fought for it, and it's really simple. Our rights come from nature, and nature's God, and not from government. That's who we are. And so, with one more day, we're simply asking, do everything you can do. Talk to those people who thought hope and change sounded good, and now they see revenge and anger. Talk to those people who know we can do better on the economy. Make sure we get everybody to the polls. And Mitt and I simply want to say thank you. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for your dedication. Here in return is what we're going to do, or what we're not going to do. We're not going to kick the can down the road. We're not going to keep blaming other people for 4 years. We're going to run at our country's economic and fiscal problems, and we're not going to blame other people. We're going to take responsibility. That's what leadership is. That's the kind of leader Mitt Romney is. Look, Mitt Romney is the kind of man we need for the kind of time we have. When he was governor of a Democratic state, he worked with those Democrats. He didn't demonize them. He didn't demagogue them. He met with them every single Monday, and he found ways to get to common ground without compromising principle, to balance the budget without raising taxes, to grow the economy, to reduce unemployment and increase household income. That is the kind of leadership we need right now. Common sense leadership, get things done, stop blaming people, and don't try to transform this country into something it was never intended to be. That's who we are. That's why we need your help. That's why we have momentum. That's why we're going to win. And that's why we only have one more day before we get us on the right track. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much, Iowa. We really appreciate it. Keep it going. One more day.